Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. My wife tells me I tell too many illustrations that are sports dominated, but it's Super Bowl Sunday. You're going to get another one. That's the one Sunday I can get away with it. Dear friends, one of the worst places to be in, I think it's a terrible place to be in, is to know where you should be, but not to have the ability to get there. I want to repeat that. One of the most frustrating places to be in life is to know where you should be, but then you come to the conclusion that you don't have the ability to get there. A girl named Sarah Tucholsky can relate. She was a women's softball player on the Western Oregon softball team back in 2008. Maybe you've heard about this story. Back in 2008, Western Oregon was playing in their Super Bowl type of game against Central Washington, the team that plays in Ellensburg. And it was a big time matchup because the winner between Central Washington and Western Oregon would move on in the divisional playoffs. The loser would be done completely. Many of those ladies would pretty much be done with their college career. Western Oregon, up in Monmouth, had a bunch of really good players, but Sarah Tucholsky was not one of them. She was in a slump. In fact, she had batted 3 for 34, which is a terrible batting average. That's below 100. That's not so good. She had never hit a home run that year. In fact, she had never hit a home run in her entire career, not even in Little League. She was put into this big Super Bowl-type game because the right fielder had made a mistake in the first inning, and the coach said, "You get out there, Sarah." And her moment came in the second inning, batting. First pitch was a fastball. Second pitch was a curveball, and Sarah Tucholsky got on the curveball. She swung, and she hit a mammoth drive into left field, a home run. Her first ever home run. The elation, the joy to hit your first home run. It was stunning in the Super Bowl of all games. Sarah was so stunned, she started to run the bases, and she missed first base. First base coach saw it. "Sarah, get back here and touch the base." As she turned, she tore her ACL. Anterior cruciate ligament. Devastating injury. Dr. Stanley can speak to that. Probably seen quite a few of those. Hobbled back to first base, and she was stuck. What do you do? What a dilemma to be in. Do I stand up and kind of hobble around the bases in a Super Bowl type of matchup and risk greater injury to my knee? That was one option. That wasn't going to be an option. If she even stood up, she'd collapse back down. Or she could be carried by one of her teammates, but the umpires came up to her and said, "If one of your teammates or coaches carries you, we are going to call you out. That's illegal in baseball." There's Sarah Tucholsky. You see how I started my sermon this morning? She knew where she needed to be, home base, but she had no ability to get there. She was stuck at first base in a dilemma. I share this story because I think it highlights where Simeon is in our gospel text from Luke chapter 2. I'll tell you the rest of the story of Sarah later on. You know how that works. Simeon is there in the temple. We don't know much about this guy, actually. The reading for Simeon comes around sometimes in the season of Advent. The Greek Orthodox Church has a festival for this guy, Simeon. So does the Catholic Church. So does the Lutheran Church, actually. It's right around this time of year, but that celebration happens. But Simeon is an important figure, and what we know about him is very scant and small. The description of Simeon is only found in Luke chapter 2, this little part of the Bible. And what we know about Simeon is that he's there in the temple. We don't know a ton about him, but what we know is that earlier in life, the Holy Spirit had visited this, this young man, we can assume, and the Holy Spirit said to Simeon that sometime in your life you will see the Lord's Christ. Now that is a home run kind of experience. The Holy Spirit visiting you to say that in your lifetime the Christ is going to come, and in your lifetime the Christ is going to come exactly to you, and you will see him face to face. But then Simeon waited. Simeon waited some more. Simeon waited some more. And there were probably some days as he went into the temple, disciplined each time that he went, that he thought, today's the day that I'm going to see the Christ, like on a big festival day in Jerusalem when a whole bunch of people are showing up. Nope, that wasn't the day. Or perhaps a day in which a celebrity comes by, the high priest. Perhaps this is the day that I'm going to see the Christ. Nope, it wasn't the day. Or a day that he heard a promise from the Old Testament scriptures. Nope. Simeon was stuck on first base, struggling perhaps throughout his life, waiting for the Christ to show up. Simeon can relate to Sarah Tucholsky. How? He knew where he needed to be or should be. But he was stuck, waiting. And he didn't have the ability to get where he needed to be. I think each one of us can relate to Simeon this morning in a lot of ways. We hear each Sunday at Peace about where we want to be, where we should be. We hear messages by Vicar Dollar and myself about God's grace, a free gift from God to us that we can live in. And when we hear those words, it feels like a home run. How special we feel. We hear a song sung like last week, and you tap your foot on Thursday and Friday to that song. It makes you feel good. You feel a sense of joy. That's a home run. Or you hear God's promises at church, and it takes special place in your heart throughout the week. It's a home run. But life happens. We get injured. We have a relationship that really isn't going the way that we would want. A health concern that slows us down from what we'd like to do. A dream that we'd like to accomplish becomes blocked. Something gets in our way. An injury happens. We know that we want to live in the grace and the hope and the joy that we hear at church every single Sunday, but life happens. And you and I are oftentimes stuck on first base. We know we want to live in grace, but we're injured and stuck. How do we get unstuck? Well, you know, with Sarah Tucholsky, there was one person that could help her out. One. If she stood up and, just powered through it, there was the risk of further injury. That she wasn't the person to do it. And if she relied on her teammates, the umpires came up and said, we're going to call you out. But there was a person by the name of Mallory Holtman. See, Mallory Holtman was the first baseman for the Central Washington softball team. Mallory Holtman was a great player for Central, an all-star kind of player. She was in her senior year, and she wanted to move on in the divisional playoffs, no doubt, and she didn't want to end her season and be done with her collegiate career. Probably deep down in her heart, Mallory wanted Sarah Tucholsky to be called out. You see, in that moment, Mallory did something really spectacular. You know what she did? She turned to the umpire and said, sir, what if I picked Sarah up? And I carried her around the bases. Someone out in the audience said, why would you ever do such a thing? And Mallory turned to the shortstop and said, let's pick her up and carry her around the bases. And she did. The two of them, the shortstop and the first baseman, carried Sarah around the bases. When they got to second base, they dipped her down so that her leg could touch second base. And then they went further to third base, dipped her down so that she could touch third base. And then you see they brought her home with a large crowd that had gathered from Western Oregon. They were cheering her very first home run, and she was in tears as she crossed home plate. What an exciting event. She made it home, not from her own ability, but the one person that could pick her up and carry her, chose to do it. Now back to Simeon for a second. There was one person who could pick Simeon and take him to where he needed to be. And that one person was this baby born to Mary, Jesus. We see that 40 days after he was born, he was presented there into the temple. This was according to Old Testament law. It asked that you would present someone 40 days after with two pigeons and two turtle doves. Aren't you thankful, ladies, that those rules are not in play anymore? That was the law back then. And you did it so that you could bless your firstborn male, and also the lady, the mother, would go through a purification, right? That's what you did. But you see, the presentation of Jesus on the 40th day didn't need to happen. Absolutely didn't need to happen, because Jesus was 100% God, 100% perfect, 100% already set apart, 100% errorless in his life. Yet Jesus did go through the presentation. Then Jesus did grow up in a normal childhood. His arms grew, his legs grew, his bones took shape. He grew in stature and in wisdom. He learned language. His adolescence was pretty much like anyone else's. The Bible says it wasn't any adolescence that was unusual in any capacity. Jesus then became an adult. And his adult life really wasn't all that spectacular in a lot of ways. The Bible reports that Jesus, on occasion, would get tired and he'd doze off to sleep like you and I would. The Bible says that Jesus, on occasion, would get tired and sit on a rock and rest for a little bit. The Bible indicates that he would go out and work for a day and would come back. He knew all those things. He was 100% human, but you see, he was 100% God. And the reason why that matters in the doctrine of the church is that he's the one person that can pick us up and carry us. And he picked up Simeon and carried him where he needed to be, home base. And Simeon broke out into song, a song that's sung throughout churches still to this day. Friends, Jesus is the one person that can pick you up and carry you to where you need to be. You and I have fallen. You and I have injury. In morality, in honesty, in integrity, we fall short. Every single one of us, including myself. And we're stuck at first base. And we know where we want to go. We want to live in grace and joy and hope and make it home and all that sort of thing. What the Bible teaches is that there's one person, only one, 100% God, 100% human, that can pick us up and carry us to where we need to be. The reality of it is, if we try to walk our way through life with the injuries that we have and the fatigue that we have and kind of mask the challenges that we have, we'll fall. And the reality of it is, if we just rely on other human beings, which is great and which is very helpful, they too will stumble. The Bible teaches the one who's 100% God, 100% man, is the one who can carry us home. And he lost because of it. In the garden, the Father did not hear his voice. Then he went to trial and there were false accusations put upon him. Then he was put up on a cross and his lungs could barely fill up with oxygen. They were being filled up with fluid. Then he died on the cross. But you see, he did it so that you could win. And he could carry you home. If you're a 100 hitter, you're a 1,000 hitter with Jesus. If you're error prone in life, you are errorless in Jesus. If you are a strikeout performer, you are a home run hitter. If you are like Simeon, quiet and perhaps upset and frustrated with promises that are not realized, you are singing Jesus praises. Because that's what he does. And this morning, if you are stuck on first base because of what life has dealt you with this week, come on forward. This is my body. This is my blood. And Jesus is carrying you this morning with his gift. Mallory Holtman said something very interesting to Sarah Tucholsky on First Base. She said a simple thing. Sarah, can I pick you up? And Sarah said, yes. God says the same thing today. Can I pick you up? And we say, yes. Pick me up, God. And he does. Because Christians are different. It's true, it's a terrible place to be in, to know where you should be and you can't get there. But that's not Christians. Because we know where we should be, and although we don't know, we don't have the ability to get there, we certainly know the person who can pick us up and carry us home. That's Jesus. Amen.